Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Rambles. So this was supposed to have been the last episode of the month, but due to technical issues on Monday, it didn't get made. So, yeah, this is the second one for September, even though it is October. And I can't believe how fast time's passing. I'm like, oh my gosh, in a few weeks, it will be 2020. And yes, I do agree with the thing, have Barbara Walt, even though I do have some younger people listening to the show, and I barely remember myself. Barbara Walters, a famous journalist, used to be the host of the ABC show 2020. So, everybody is looking forward to her saying, I'm Barbara Walters, and this is 2020. Yeah, it's going to be all over social media. But anyway, that is not what this topic is about, and I probably should go ahead and write my last episode of the 2 years. But technically, everybody else agreed with my graduating year of 01. Zero does not count, because when people count, they don't start with zero. But anyway, another topic, another day. Thank you guys for listening. So this episode is about not feeling it. It started out because I had a contract position that ended another story another day, but I didn't play that for myself. And my sinuses started acting up at work. I'm not sure if it was because I was going back into working around other people in an office, or because it's allergy time, because my hay fever was, when I was younger, like a kid, it would act up really, really badly in September and stuff like that. I'd have to take days off. My childhood pediatrician was like, you have hay fever. And when I reached college, it would act, because I went to Savannah State and does in Savannah, and with the Spanish moss, sometimes it would act up in the spring. But a few weeks ago, it started acting up, and it was still acting up weeks later. And I wasn't sure if it was allergies, because it started as soon as I started my assignment. So I was like, oh my gosh, I feel horrible. I'm congested still. It's gotten better. And I was like, okay, is it sinus? Is it allergies? It was, yeah, I know it sounds gross, but it's true. And I did bump my toe. But it made me think, I'm just not feeling this. Like, that feeling of blah. And I don't want to be involved. I really don't want to do anything. It sounds very cliche, but it's true. I wanted to take medication, which, yes, I did take some medication before starting this show. I was getting a headache in the back, bottom of my skull. So, yeah, obviously, and so it's time of the year. Even though it was 90-something degrees a few days ago and today, and it's like we're in the northern hemisphere. I do believe global warming is real because, again, northern hemisphere in October, 70, maybe 80. That's pushing it. But close to 100. No. I need North Carolina. No. But this concept, oh, by the way, this episode originally was supposed to air, ironically enough, on National Podcast Day. I'm looking at my notes. Because September 30th was National Podcast Day. So, that's why that tag is in there. Anyway, with the sun, I wasn't really feeling it. I did do some stuff once I got a little bit better. I went to some of my writing groups, grocery shopping and stuff today. But when I wasn't feeling it, I wasn't. I wanted to sit, watch YouTube, take medicine, drink tea, have water. I just wasn't feeling it. And oddly enough, being in that position can expand to the mental and emotional. Because I believe there are, again, I believe there are five components. And if you, depending on if you're atheist or not, the first one may or may not count about, you know, spiritual, emotional and mental, I feel like, overlap. Then you have physical, And then you have financial. And financial being is important because, let's face it, that affects a lot of the other parts because you're going to eat unhealthy because you can't afford healthy food. And then you're going to have emotionally stressed and mentally fatigued because dead end and paying bills and relationships are going to be bad. So, yes, financial is important. This is a capitalistic, consumer-driven society. I'm not going to be like, yes, they are. But in this case, you're just done. You're not really going back to the original time. You're just, like, emotionally flat. I guess, yeah, that is the best way to describe it. You're at an emotional flatline and physical. I don't feel like, and I know some people say, forget about your feelings because this is a G-rated show. But you know what I mean when I say forget. That is sort of forgetting it because you're just like, whatever. It's almost a level of apathy. You have no emotions. You're just like, not tired, just none. With the capital D. I think I've made that an episode. It might have been a blog I've done on my, yes, I do have a blog. It is embedded, flowersoaps.blogspot.com, like embedded, E-M-B-E-D-D-E-D, soaps, S-O-A-P-S, blogspot, blogspot.com. If you'd like to email me, you see my email on the page, so you can do that if you're interested in reading it. But, yeah, this is the big gun, like, not the, my favorite food, nachos, when you're full for nachos. No, this is, you know, pulling out the Uncle Sam, or you don't even feel like doing that. And for those who don't know, he wasn't one of the songs in the late 90s. He was on, like, one of the members of Boyz II Men's record label. He had that song, I Don't Ever Want to See You Again. But let's face it, when you're truly done, you're not, no, you don't want to know any Oakley from Oklahoma. You know, I'm not going to scream, not going to shout, go right off. You know what I'm going to do? I don't care. That's it. You're just beyond not caring. Because caring takes work. Not caring takes work. In this case, nope. Nothing. No. Feeling this. And sometimes it is good to get to that point just so you can regenerate. Like in my case, not feeling it made me slow down and rest. And I didn't want some soda. I should have bought some soda today. But it made me make a lot more tea. Buy some ginger root. Just breathe. Enjoy the new fall season of Tea Show. I still got to catch up on the new episode of SVU. I still haven't watched like a season and a half of How to Get Away with Murder, but I did watch some of This Is Us, caught up on some writing, took a breather, concentrated, directed whatever energy my body felt like giving for something into something for me. And I'm not sure if that would have happened had I been involved in other stuff or had the energy to be involved. I know it makes sense. And yes, I do sound more nasally than usual, but I am less nasally than I was before because I did talk to some of my friends who talked to me when I was in my workspace. And yes, I did that really on this show. I did not use profanity for the rest. So they were like, you sound a lot better. I was like, yeah, I regenerated. And it felt good. And I also think it was a mental thing. And some people don't because you're taught to work hard and, okay, but you have to rest. And I will play the religious. I do go to church sometimes. The concept of the Sabbath. You have a day when you're supposed nothing. That doesn't mean you impose you're doing nothing on other people. That's an issue because it does say, like, it is one of the commandments, remember to keep the Sabbath. So even if you're not, just have that day of not feeling, do nothing. Sit. Take care of your bodily functions, obviously, because that's a whole other level of nothingness. If you are able to go to the restroom and you choose not to because you're on your I don't want to do anything, whole other story. Maybe, yeah, and possibly take a shower. I don't know. There are very few things I've done before. Okay, don't get to the point. Yeah, take a shower. Take a bottle of function. But sometimes you have your veg day. That means rest. Maybe you want to take out, I don't know. Maybe make a sandwich because sandwiches are easy. There was an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine about it. How that was like one of Captain Hook's favorite foods because you can't really mess it up. So, have that moment of rest, regenerate, because maybe that feeling of not feeling it as a sign, rest or get rid of it. I know that sounds very callous, but it could be the case of you just have to regenerate, do what needs to be done, and maybe the end result is realizing I'm not feeling this because this isn't for me. And even with relationships, you know, sometimes it's not feeling because you're tired, and then there's, and some people have that, it's like, I'm not feeling this. And it hurts, and it's horrible. And maybe it's, and I know I'm saying, well, maybe, everybody's relationships. I've only had so many relationships. And, you know, remember the ballad, yes, there will be an episode, I still need to write it all the way through. And then there was the college, and let's face it, how many college relationships really work out? I'm not being an anti-man. I write romance novels. I believe in happily ever after, but I do have moments of totally being practical. The ones in college sometimes don't work because you're growing and you're developing. And looking back, I don't think me and the guy did would have worked out or been married long term. We wanted different things. And blah, blah, blah. But that has happened another day. Anyway, going back to what life is like, sometimes you do have to have that when you're not. You may just be tired, may need rest, may need, let's see. But it's up to you, whatever conclusion the people involved in the relationship, maybe it's a monogamous thing, maybe it's poly, I don't know, but everybody does that. And then it sounds like it's romantic, but it can be friendship, too. Maybe you just outgrew each other. Or you're just like, no, I'm no longer wanting this. And I just got the 90-second warning, so yeah. I do have another episode for this month, so I will attempt to do 3 episodes this month, change some stuff, and it would have been interesting to discuss the Amber Geiger stuff. I might discuss that later. Because when I originally wrote this episode, I had not released the verdict of it. And, you know, I probably should have put that episode for today. But there's always next week. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. I'm Anita, and yeah, that's been what's going on with me. And I, like I said, I am feeling better. Have been taking medication, drinking liquid. I'm actually cooking dinner for myself. So yeah, and I really appreciate you guys listening. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I can't believe we're gonna make it to 2020. And in 2020, vote. We all know my views of certain people. We all know how I feel about Venus flytrap. I still want to vote for a Venus flytrap. Anyway, 10-second mark. I'm Anita. This is Rambles. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.